Now, we have another speaker coming up now before lunch. And this is a man I think it would be difficult for me to speak highly of enough. It is a man who is a nationalist stalwart and never backs down in the face of the most overwhelming adversity. It is a man who has faced oppression, who has had his house ransacked, who has been humiliated in the street, who has been dragged away, who has been brutalized, who has been locked up illegally, who has been threatened by the establishment. Yet despite this, he stands strong. Despite this, he works even harder. The harder they push him, the harder they stamp on him, the more they oppress him, the harder he fights back. This man is an unbreakable rock. He is a central part of our movement, and he is also a dear friend. Please welcome Sam Melia.
Thank you for those kind words, Mark. I don't know about humiliated, though. I'd like to thank all of you as well. Your support throughout the last 6 months, Laura's pregnancy and everything like that, it's been really meant a lot to us. I'm going to get emotional, so I'll stop. Right. I think what Mark mentioned with an idea that time has come, I think it's pertinent to this because there was a lot there that I thought possibly Mark had read my speech before and stolen ideas from it, but I'll get started. In recent years, there's been numerous movements that have lived and died by the people. It's a risky prospect in a world where population-controlling forces like the media exist and, in our case, are arrayed against us. In that regard, this has never been a more unstable time for a movement. That's why we can't rely on something as weak as a movement alone. It can be brought down too easily. Today, we see Extinction Rebellion go from media darlings to public enemy number one, lying all over roads, the M25 mainly. I don't think they come much further north. Whenever it suits the right regime. We saw how quickly previous populist movements like Occupy Wall Street were co-opted and crushed for straying too close to the true power. The anti-EU movements like Brexit, Leave, and even UKIP, they were quickly neutered and declawed, their leaders too weak to hold the line. Farage is now hawking financial advice in YouTube adverts, and if you throw him 70 quid on Cameo, he'll say whatever you like, which is pretty... That's why you need a movement that, at its core, is an idea. An idea can spurn great acts of heroism. It can keep a man going against insurmountable odds. It also rises above men. It can't be brought down by petty squabbles or human failings. It can survive even beyond one man's death. So your movement must first be grounded in an idea. Once founded, it will then be populated by ideologues. Only then will it hold strong against its enemies. Only then can it make moves towards victory. I believe Patriotic Alternative encapsulates this. We have the vanguard of activists. Many of you are here today. They are the action. We then have a rear guard of community. Those who form the physical manifestation of our simple yet unflinching idea. The idea that we must secure an existence for our people. The idea is the foundation, it's the core, it's the heart, the most vital of elements to our movement, securing our existence. Now, I spoke earlier about the vanguard. Not that much earlier. It's through them that the idea is spread. It's through their deeds, be it leafleting, outreach work, or demonstrations, that new people are brought to us. It is then that the community bonds these newcomers to the idea, and the idea to them. Through this combination, you not only expand your ranks, but you also create the ideologue. The best among them will be uncompromising and energetic, and then your vanguard is reinforced, and the process begins anew. And you grow, and you grow, and you grow. If this was just community alone, then we'd be consigning our future to reservations, not dissimilar to that of the American Indians, a kind of half-life at the behest of their conquerors. Would you be content with that? I know I wouldn't be. This is why we need men and women of action. those who are willing to step forward and put their energy to the idea, to bring it to their kinfolk and usher them into the fold. In front of me sit 250 men and women who fit that description. 250 who stand when others would kneel, and I know there are many more outside these walls. The action itself takes many forms. In the last 2 years of Patriotic Alternative's presence on the scene, we've seen a great variety of dynamic activism. From the mountaintops of Scotland to the valleys of Wales to the streets of England, from the very northern border to the southern tip of our beautiful coast. Supporting all this, guiding it, has been our stellar community, a community comprised of the best people I've ever known. And I'm not being hyperbolic, they're literally the best people I've ever known, I've met through this movement. Strong and capable, giving and kind, a community I'm proud to be a part of, and I'm privileged to be able to raise my children within. In order to keep this community prospering, we must ask ourselves, what will we do to reach the others? Now, these are the others who either don't know of us or have yet to have that existential fire awoken within them, something that drives them to want to see their people have a future. Make no mistake, this isn't Mormonism. I'm not hoping to reach a magical number of new members and then a sort of nationalist rapture happens and we all get taken away and it's fantastic or anything like that. No, I know that this is an existential struggle, and through our deeds and strongly held convictions, we will bring the best people on board with us. Through this, we increase our chances, our longevity, and strengthen our community. I'm also not so foolishly proud to think that only those who are with us now are those who have got anything about them. After all, I believe the vast majority of our people can be brought to the idea. Why? Well, because existence is the most primal of human instincts. A man can be told to dig his own grave, and knowing full well that he will die, he will dig just to survive one more hour. And maybe it's the hope that circumstances will change the time it takes to dig. Maybe a meteor will strike his captor or something like that. But perhaps it's merely that life is preferred to the mysterious darkness of the beyond. Either way, he digs. He exists, preferring that to any alternative. Following on from existence as a base instinct is the desire to procreate, to have yourself carried forward into the future. Every organism on Earth, without exception, does this in one way or another. But where in the modern world are these two instincts genuinely catered for? They aren't. Liberalism and modernity have commodified these desires and now markets counterfeits to you. They'll sell you sex, but it'll be an act without meaning, fleeting, hollow. They'll even sell you a life, but it's a sorry existence. It's unfulfilled, devoid of higher meaning, devoid of much meaning at all, to be honest, beyond a lifetime of consumption, simply measured by the length of time between TV seasons. That is not what I want for my people, and I don't think that's what you want either. So, we'll leaflet. We'll place the idea in front of hundreds of people per hour. The idea will not only survive, but we could thrive. We'll demonstrate, we'll have banner drops seen by hundreds, we'll make videos seen by thousands, and with the likes of Mam Tor and Ben Nevis, we'll garner media coverage seen by millions. The anti-whites can't even help themselves at this point. They beg us to talk to them. They want to find out who we are. Why do we believe that that our people should have a future? That's the thing. We've got an idea at our core so irresistible, even our enemies want to hear about it. It's this magnetic power that will enable us to save our people. Now, a lot of our people are so deracinated and soft that they'll see our actions and they just turn away, neither angered or intrigued. They're jaded. They may require more hardship before they can see the truth, but they're not lost entirely to the idea. This is for whom the constant 24/7 news cycle of fear, uncertainty, and dread is aimed at, to keep them cowed and confused, and then they can't resist. There are also those who are beyond saving. They see our actions and they froth at the mouth, their brains go into a meltdown, so vile and corrupted that they forget even how to define British and don't understand what of African appearance could possibly mean. To paraphrase a great man, we'll step over them. The last group, and this is who we seek out. They see our actions, they support our message, and at that point, they divide themselves. Some move on with the endless scroll on Twitter and Gab and others. Others, they sign up. They're the ones we want, and the portion of the population grows every day. Now, the left aren't winning over more people as the situation gets worse. They speak of the successes of liberalism while your child goes through gender reassignment surgery on a whim, and your politicians are murdered in broad daylight by people who, by nature, shouldn't even be on the same continent. Globalism isn't going to win hearts and minds with bug burgers and social credit scores and travel restrictions for the masses. The population share that is open to our idea and is willing to get active grows by the day. Now, this will only accelerate as the regime increases their tyrannical power. As it wields that power in unjust and cruel ways, it loses legitimacy. Pair that with increasing numbers visible at our actions and in our community, and you have the perfect recipe for popular support. Now, it is through you, everyone here today, and people like you, that our future will be won from the jaws of extinction. That is why it's important that you show up, you stand tall, and you hold the line. We're rejecting their world, their future, and we're striving to form something greater than. With our existence and future secured, our people will be free to realize the greatness that exists within us. Our objective is our prosperity, the prosperity of our children. And what more worthy cause is there than that? Thank you.
Thank you very much.